The Delta region of Central California is known for its fertile soil and acres of flat farmland. It has an elaborate system of irrigation, taking advantage of miles of rivers, sloughs, and canals. The abundant water of the Delta is also enjoyed by boaters and other water sports enthusiasts. Crops of tomatoes and corn are rotated throughout the year, with corn being the most abundant produce. By late September, many of the cornfields have been harvested, leaving rows of dead yellow stalks. This time of year arguably has the best weather because the winds are light and the temperatures are comfortably cooler than the summertime triple-digit days. In a terrible melancholy mood, I drive slowly home from Bill Garber's farm. The trip to my high school reunion last week was a fiasco. Not only did I almost have a coronary on the flight, but none of the friends I hoped to see were there. The day after the reunion, I canceled my return flight out of anxiety. It was a long drive home, but at least I had plenty of time to think about things. Mushrooming phobias are bad enough, and now my anxieties are compounded by this job. Feeling downcast, my arms weigh heavy as I cling to the steering wheel for support. As bad as I feel, I'm afraid Bill feels worse. Bill owned Rusty for over 14 years. Rusty was a good-tempered, intelligent dog with friendly eyes and a happy-go-lucky grin. Through all the years, he was Bill's best friend and companion. He was special to me, too, because as a puppy, Rusty was one of the first patients at my clinic. Owning an animal hospital has been a challenging experience. I have two nurses to assist me and a receptionist to manage the schedule. Running the business side can be a chore, but the most difficult aspect of being a veterinarian is diagnosing the animals. We have many reliable techniques, but it would help if the animals could talk. I have always loved animals. While growing up near Colorado Springs, my family raised and trained guide dogs. My father taught aviation history at the Air Force Academy, and in his free time he enjoyed restoring classic cars. Helping him work on those old cars taught me a lot about mechanical stuff, and the time we spent together was priceless. I showed a natural aptitude for machinery, and my dad hoped I would become an airline mechanic or engineer, but my real interest was in animals. After graduating from high school, I enrolled at the University of California at Davis Veterinary Program, located just west of Sacramento. I met Jennifer at the university, and after graduation we married and settled in a small farming town on the Delta. We found it to be a good place to have a family, and we liked the fact that we were only an hour's drive from the San Francisco Bay Area. Normally, I don't perform out-of-office euthanasia on Saturdays, but Bill had explained to me how Rusty had whimpered and cried all night. That poor old dog could hardly walk, and he suffered in constant pain. No matter how many times I have to put someone's cherished pet down, it's never easy. I try to be strong and supportive for the owner, but the experience is always emotionally draining. Cruising along the narrow country road, my thoughts begin to wander. Normally, I'm a cheerful and optimistic person, but lately my world has grown dim with the feeling of walls closing in on me. Although I have little to complain about, I'm in a rut. My options seem to dwindle as I get older. I'm not sorry I chose the career I did, and I'm certainly not disappointed in my family, but my life is about half over now, and I feel like I'm missing out on something. As far as I know, I'll only get one shot at living. Isn't it natural to want to assign more meaning to life? Surely others my age begin to look back and wish they had done more, mattered more, or lived more. We think we know so much. We think we have all the answers. Science and technology are great, but come up short. In my mind, the biggest questions are still unanswered. Where did we come from? Where are we going? Is there a reason? What is life? I don't go to church and prefer not to argue religion. I just don't care to have one particular faith confine my beliefs and dictate how to interpret things. I'm not knocking church or religion, because I believe they contain many valuable lessons. Can my fear of flying be helped through religion? Maybe a therapist can help my fears. I prefer to solve my problems on my own because I believe if you look hard enough, the answers will reveal themselves. It may not be obvious at first, but you just have to keep your eyes open. I've always enjoyed music because it soothes my spirit and soul. Now, about 7 miles from home, I pop in a CD. Jimmy Buffett sings Cheeseburger in Paradise on my truck stereo. It does little for my mood, but starts my stomach growling for lunch.